The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 5, text number 16. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on October 21st, 2013, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Jnanena
tu
tat
agyanam
yesham nashitam atmanah tesham ajityavat jnanam prakashayati tatparam jnanena tu tad agyanam yesham nashitam atmana tesham aditya vajjnanam prakashayati tatparam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights up everything in the daytime. Purport. Those who have forgotten Krishna must certainly be bewildered. But those who are in Krishna consciousness are not bewildered at all. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarvam Gyanena Plavena Jnanagni Sarvakramani and Nahi Gyanena Sadrisham. Knowledge is always highly esteemed, and what is that knowledge? Perfect knowledge is achieved when one surrenders unto Krishna, as is said in the 7th chapter, 19th verse, Bahunam Janmanam Ante Gyanavan Mang Prapadyate. After passing through many, many births, when one perfect in knowledge surrenders unto Krishna, or when one attains Krishna consciousness, then everything is revealed to him, as everything is revealed by the sun in the daytime. The living entity is bewildered in so many ways. For instance, when he unceremoniously thinks himself God, he actually falls into the last snare of nescience. If a living entity is God, then how can he become bewildered by nescience? Does God become bewildered by nescience? If so, then nescience, or Satan, is greater than God. Real knowledge can be obtained from a person who is in perfect Krishna consciousness. Therefore, one has to seek such a bona fide spiritual master and under him learn what Krishna consciousness is, for Krishna consciousness will certainly drive away all nescience as the sun drives away all darkness. Even though a person may be in full knowledge that he is not his body but is transcendental to the body, he still may not be able to discriminate between the soul and the super soul. However, he can know everything well if he cares to take shelter of the perfect, bona fide, Krishna-conscious spiritual master. One can know God and one's relationship with God only when one actually meets a representative of God. A representative of God never claims that he is God. Although he has paid all the respect ordinarily paid to God because he has knowledge of God. One has to learn the distinction between God and the living entity. Lord Shri Krishna therefore stated in the second chapter, 2.12, that every living entity is individual and that the Lord is also individual. They were all individuals in the past. They are individuals at present, and they will continue to be individuals in the future, even after liberation. At night, we see everything as one in the darkness, but in the daytime when the sun is up, we see everything in its real identity, identity with individuality in spiritual life, is real knowledge. It doesn't really take that much light to drive away darkness. We could turn off all the lights in this room. In this one little flashlight would make a very big bright light in this room. So, light is actually very powerful. On the other hand, go into the bright day and take a cup full of darkness. And then take off the lid to shine the darkness on the light. And the darkness is completely destroyed. So it's very simple to see that light is more powerful than darkness. So there are different degrees of light. It's like in the early morning, there's a little glimmer of light on the eastern horizon before the sun comes up. And then there's the full rising of the sun. So, when you become Krishna conscious, the rising sun of Krishna manifests within your heart. And everything becomes crystal clear wherever you go. Because you see everything in relationship with Krishna. You see things as they are. It is not artificial. Because everything exists in relationship with Krishna anyway. Bhumi rapo nalo vayu kang mano badare vrsho ahankara iti yang me binapa kritarashtada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Krishna says, altogether these eight constitute my separated material energies.
Oras, eteris, vanduo, ugnis ir žemė, taip pat intelektas, netikras ego ir protas, visi šie aštuoni elementai yra viešpatės materialinė energija.
So everything that you see is Krishna's energy. That means, unless it is in relationship with Krishna, it can't even exist. Nothing can exist outside of a relationship with Krishna. And if we try to exist out of a relationship with Krishna, it's artificial. There's no way we can be happy. It's just like a fish trying to exist outside of the water. How long can he survive outside of the water? Before he dies. It's not his natural habitat. So we may try to live without Krishna consciousness. But we will be frustrated, bewildered, miserable, ignorant people if we try to do that. We'll be in the darkness. We will not be able to see anything properly. But, as Prabhupada so nicely points out, if one seeks out a bona fide spiritual master,
ieško bona fide dvasinio mokytojo.
And learns from the spiritual master
ir iš jo mokosi.
What Krishna consciousness is.
Apie Krishna sąmonę.
And then that will drive away all the darkness.
Toks mokslas panaikins visą tamsą.
The spiritual master resituates you in your actual identity.
Dvasinis mokytojas grįžina jūs į tikrąją jūsų tapatybę.
Actually, you're an eternal being.
Nes iš tiesų jūs esate amžina gyva būtybė.
This body you have is not you.
Šitas kūnas tai nesate jūs.
It's just a covering.
Tai tik tai tai, kas jūs dengia.
Of the actual self.
Tikrąjį jūs.
But due to very poor training, we think that we're the body.
Bet dėl prasto įsilavinimo mes galvojam, kad esame šitas kūnas.
Even from the very moment of our birth, we were programmed to think that we're the body.
Nuo pat gimimo akimirkos mes esam programuojami mąstyti, kad esame šitas kūnas.
How can I say that?
Iš kur aš tai žinau?
What's the first thing you hear when you come out?
Kokie pirmi žodžiai, kuriuos jūs išgirdote, kai gimėt?
Oh, look, it's a boy. It's a girl.
O, žiūrėk, čia berniukas, arba, o, čia mergaitė.
We're immediately being programmed to think that we're this body, you see.
Iš karto mus pradeda programuoti, kad esame šitas kūnas.
But we have nothing to do with this body.
Bet mes nieko neturim bendro su šitas.
Except to use it for the purpose of becoming liberated from birth and death.
Vienintelis tikslas, ką mes naudojam šitą kūną, kad išsivaduoti iš gimimo ir mirčių rato.
There are 8,400,000 different types of species.
Egzistuoja 8,400,000 skirtingų gyvybės rūšių.
Among those 8,400,000, only 400,000 are humans.
Ir tik 400,000 yra žmogiškosios gyvos būtybės.
There's 900,000 aquatics.
900,000 yra vandens gyvi.
And there's so many types of plants, insects, fish, birds, etc. Birds, beasts.
Taip pat yra daug rūšių gyvūnų, paukščių, žuvų.
So this human life is a very rare opportunity.
Taigi, žmogaus gyvybės forma yra reta galimybė.
Human body is not meant for fulfilling animal propensities.
Ir žmogaus kūnas nėra skirtas tam, kad įgyvendinti gyvuliškus kūno poreikius.
The human body is meant for rising above animal propensities.
Žmogaus kūnas yra skirtas tam, kad savo gyvenimą pakeltume virš gyvuliško lygmens.
The modern day human society is completely, totally misguided.
Dabartinė žmonių visuomenė yra apskritai visiškai paklaidinta.
Because they are using their position to try to enjoy animal propensities.
Todėl, kad žmonės išnaudoja savo galimybės tam, kad realizuotų savo gyvuliškus poreikius.
Eating.
Valgymą.
Sleeping.
Miegojimą.
Mating
dauginimus,
and defending.
Ir gynyba.
But that is not our purpose as human beings.
Bet tai nėra žmogaus gyvenimo tikslas.
We are meant for a higher purpose.
Mes skirti pasiekti aukštesnį tikslą.
We are meant to realize God.
Mūsų tikslas yra suvokti, pažinti Dievą.
You won't find the animals inquiring about God.
Jūs nesutiksite gyvūnų, kurie klausinės apie Dievą.
They do not have sufficient intelligence.
Nes jie neturi pakankamą intelektą.
But the human being, he can inquire about God.
Bet žmogus, jis gali klausti apie Dievą.
He can ask, what is the purpose of my existence?
Jis gali paklausti, kokia gi mano gyvenimo prasmė.
If you ask the dear dog, my dear dog, would you like to know what is the purpose of your existence?
Jeigu kreipsiesi į šunį ir mėginsit jo paklausti, mielas šunie, ar norisi žinoti, koks tavo gyvenimo tikslas?
He doesn't have the brain to comprehend what you're talking about.
Jisai net nesupras, apie ką jis kalba.
The cat.
Arba jeigu to pačio
or a monkey,
katės arba bežionės,
they have no idea to even consider what is the purpose of their existence.
Jie net nepradės susimastyti, kokia jų gyvenimo prasmė.
So the human being is very unique.
Taigi, žmogaus gyvybės forma yra unikali.
Tato brahma jigyasa. This is the instruction given in the Vedanta Sutra.
Vedanta Sutra duoda tokį pamokymą.
Now that you have a human body, you must utilize it to try to realize what is the absolute truth.
Kad jau turi žmogaus kūną, turi jį išnaudoti, mėgindamas suvokti absoliučią tiesą.
If you make that sincere attempt to understand your identity,
jeigu nuoširdžiai dėsi pastangą šiuo tikslu,
the Supreme Personality of God, who is situated within your heart as Paramatma,
o aukščiausias Dievo asmuo, kuris glūdė mūsų širdyje paramatmos pavidalo.
Will give you all help.
Iš vidaus jums duos visą pagalbą.
He'll facilitate you.
Jisai padės jums.
He controls everything.
Jisai gali jums padėti bet ką.
The air, the wind, and the rain.
Jisai valdo viską.
Everything. It's like now it's raining, you see.
Pavyzdžiui, dabar lyja.
That's all under the control of Krishna.
Tai Krishnos kontrolė.
Everything is happening under his control.
Viskas vyksta jam kontroliuojant.
Directly or indirectly.
Tiesiogiai arba netiesiogiai.
So if you make that step forward that you want to realize God,
taigi, jeigu žingsite žingsnį į priekį,
Krishna from within will make all arrangements to help you.
Krishna iš vidaus jums padės.
He will bring you in contact with a bona fide spiritual master.
Jisai suves jus į kontaktą su bona fide dvasiniu mokytoju.
He will bring you in contact with other souls who are also seeking to realize their true selves.
Jisai suves jus į kontaktą su kitom sielom, kurios taip pat nori save suvokti.
In this way, in the company of devotees,
tokiu būdu, turėdami nuostabią įsidavusią kompaniją,
under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master,
vadovaujant dvasiniu mokytoju,
you will come out of illusion.
Jūs ištrūksite iš iliuzijos.
You will come out of ignorance.
Ištrūksite iš neišmanimo.
And you'll actually realize who you are.
Ir iš tiesų suprasite, kas
that you're an eternal spiritual being.
Suprasite, kad esate amžina.
And the only thing you need for happiness is to love God.
Ir vienintelis jūsų poreikis yra mylėti Dievą.
That's all we need.
Tai viskas, ko mums
reikia. Love of God completely satisfies the self.
Siela šitą meilę Dievui visiškai patenkina.
Whether you're a pauper in the street,
ar jūs būtumėt vargšas gatvėje,
or you're a multi-billionaire, doesn't matter.
Ar multimilionierius, visiškai nesvarbu.
If you have love of God, you're a liberated person completely beyond all miseries of material existence.
Jeigu jūsų širdyje yra meilė Dievui, jūs esate visiškai išvaduota gyva būtybė, bet kokiamis gyvenimo aplinkybėmis.
So we are teaching that science.
Taigi, būtent šitą mokslą mes
how you can develop pure love for God.
Kaip jūs galite pažadinti tyrą meilę Dievui.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Bet aš noriu paklausti jūsų, kokie jums kilo klausimai.
Šį vakarų dėlai.
Skaitant biografiją, Prabhupados vienoje vietoje buvo pasakyta, kad jisai pamokslavo pelį, bet jinai turi realizuoti save kaip sielą. Kaip tai galima būtų paaiškinti?
Prabhupadas Lilamritoje?
In Prabhupada Lilamrita, I was reading that Prabhupada was preaching for the mouse.
Preaching to a mouse?
Yeah.
What did he tell the mouse?
Vienas iš atsidavusių pamatė, kai jisai kambarį pelį, sakė, kad tu turi kartuoti Hare Krishna mantrą.
But she has to chant Hare Krishna mantra.
What did the mouse do?
Ką tai jie padarė?
Gal vėliau, taip ir tam gyvenime.
What a blessing that mouse got. The Prabhupada was preaching to him.
Na, ta pelė gavo tikrai didį palaiminimą, nes Prabhupada jį pamokslavo.
So we are also mice.
Mes irgi esam pelės.
And Prabhupada is preaching to us. We are very fortunate.
Prabhupada mums pamokslavo, tad mes esam labai sėkmingi.
Anything else?
Dar klausimų?
Man pasidarė smalsu, ar yra koks skirtumas tarp prasado, kuris, pavyzdžiui, pasiūlytas šventyklai buvo dievybėm, ir tarp to, kur bakti namuose siūlo. Ir po to, ar yra skirtumas tarp to prasado, kurį koks išaukštintas baktas pasiūlė, ir tarp to, kurį pasiūlė paprastas atsidavęs.
There is two questions. One is there any difference between prasadam, which was offered in the temple and at home? And if there is some difference between prasadam, which was offered by some highly elevated devotee and some neophyte devotee?
Okay, so the question is about prasadam.
Klausimas yra apie prasadą.
Prasadam is a Sanskrit word which means mercy.
Prasadas sanskrito žodis, kuris reiškia malonė.
We use that word for food which has been offered with love to the Lord.
Ir šį žodį mes naudojame maistui, kuris su meilė paukotas Dievui.
Because when it is offered to the Lord, it becomes transformed into pure spiritual energy.
Nes kuomet jis paukojamas viešpačiui, jisai transformuojamas į
tikrą. It becomes energiją. That food becomes the mercy of the Lord, prasadam.
Ir tas maistas tampa Dievo malonė, prasadam.
So by taking such sanctified foods,
taigi valgydami tokį pašventintą maistą,
one awakens the dormant Krishna consciousness within their hearts.
Žmogus pažadina Krishna sąmonę savo širdyje.
So the question is there any difference between the spiritual potency of such prasadam offered in the temple or prasadam offered at home?
Taigi yra klausimas, ar yra koks nors skirtumas tarp dvasinės potencijos, to maisto, kuris paukotas šventykloje, ir maisto, kuris paukotas namie.
That depends.
Atsakymas, kad tai priklauso
on the purity of the cook,
nuo virėjo tyrumo,
and the purity of the pujari.
Ir nuo to, kuris aukoja, nuo pujario.
Whether it's in the temple or in the home, it doesn't matter, but it's the purity of the cook and the purity of the pujari that makes a difference.
Ir nesvarbu, ar tai yra šventikla, ar namai, svarbu yra virėjo ir aukotojo tyrumas.
And it is a fact that when a more advanced devotee cooks the prasadam and offers it, it has more potency.
Ir tai yra faktas, kad kuo daugiau pažengęs atsidaręs gamina, tuo daugiau potencijos yra tame maiste.
Prabhupada made a rule that for deity worship, only the second initiated devotee should cook and make offerings.
Dėl šio Prabhupada padarė taisyklę, kad devybėm turėtų gaminti ir aukoti maistą tik tai antrą iniciaciją turintis.
ISKCON has been neglected that rule in many ways, but it's hurting our society.
Ir pas mus deja dažnai yra šita taisyklė ignoruojama ir tai žaidžia mūsų visuomenę.
Because the prasadam is not as potent.
Nes prasadas neturi tokios potencijos.
And we all need prasadam to power us in Krishna consciousness.
O mums visiems reikia prasada, kad įgyti
so,
gali Krishna sąmonę.
We are requesting all of the leaders of our movement
kad mes prašom visų mūsų judėjimo lyderių
to kindly follow the standard that Prabhupada gave.
Sekti šitų Prabhupadas duotų standartų.
Because that will improve the Krishna consciousness of everyone in the whole movement.
Nes tai pakels Krishna sąmonę kiekvieną.
When the more advanced devotees are doing the cooking and doing the offerings, we'll all get the benefit every time we take prasadam.
Kuo daugiau pažengęs atsidavęs atliks aukojimą ir gamins,
so my wife is hiding back here behind the Vyasa-sama. I'm asking her to also help with answering the questions. You'd like to add an answer for that one? Okay. She's not that she's hiding. This was the only place to sit, I guess.
The standard at home is quite different than what Prabhupada is saying.
You can
at home?
They're not clean, they merge everything.
Taip pat dažnai žmonės, kada aukoja namie, jie aukoja žemesnių standartų, jie nesilaiko švaros, jie sumaišo viską į vieną krūvą.
And in the temple it's specifically cooked for deities, not for someone else.
Ir šventyklų yra ta sąmonė, kad yra gaminama konkrečiai devybėms, o ne savo.
Okay, next question.
Tas klausimas.
Ką reikia daryti, kad kartuojant mantrą neapsėstų dvasios?
Ką reikia daryti, kad kartuojant mantrą dvasios neapsėstų?
What we should do to protect ourselves from the ghost while we chanting the mantra?
Ghost?
Yes.
If you chant intensely, the ghost will run away.
Jeigu kartuosi labai intensyviai, visas dvasios pabėgs.
Just like I remember one night I was attacked by some ghosts in the room where I was taking rest.
Kartą vieną naktį kambarį, kuriame aš ilsėjausi, mane užpuolė vaiduoklis.
So the next night I did Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And they didn't bother me the next night.
Taigi, kitą naktį aš tenais pakartojau Hare Krishna ir daugiau jokie vaiduokliai manęs nepuolė.
So if you will chant with great intensity, the ghosts will go running away.
Taigi, jeigu kartosi su didžiuliu intensyvumu, Tai visi vaiduokliai įsilakstys.
They will not come.
They won't come, but if they're there, that'll drive them away. Yeah.
Yeah. The question was how to chant japa that you would not be possessed by ghosts.
With love?
Klausimas buvo kaip kartoti mantrą, kad
call out to the person Krishna.
Mūsų neapsiestų.
My dear Lord Krishna and my dear Mother Radharani, please engage me in your pure devotional service.
Šaukite šventą vardą, kartokite su meile, su tokia intencija, kad brangus viešpatė ir Radharani, užėkite mane tarnystė.
The ghosts can't stand such a pure mood of surrender to the Lord. So they just leave the place. They say, this is no place for me. I can't stand this mentality, devotion to God. Let me get out of here.
Tokios tyros nuotikos vaiduokliai pakęs negali ir jie išneš kudašių iš ten.
Okay, anything else?
Noriu paklausti masinių mokytojų. Čia praeitais metais lygtai klausimą tokį atsakė, paklausiu mokytojų, kaip jis pradėjo visą šitą savo eigą, ar iš karto, ar po biškį mokytas pasakė, kad aš iš karto viską pradėjau. Man toks klausimas kilo, kaip, o dabar vat, aš jau 20 metų tobulėjau, stengiuos tobulėti, ir niekaip negaliu iš karto pradėti, kad va taip va jaustis, kaip aš jaučiu, kaip mokytai jaučiasi iš tikrųjų mokytas. Kaip pradėti, kad va nuo šiandien paimti ir pradėti būti tokiu kaip mokytas? Kaip pradėti? Kodėl čia tiem sakoma? Kaip čia ir? Kodėl reikia tiem, aš nesuvok? Aš va šiandien važiavau, tos rado nesuprantu, dėl ko aš. Kaip daržovė kažkokia, važiuoja tūkstančiai lavonų. Ir aš nesuvokiu. Kaip pradėti, va nuo šiandien man būti tokiu? Aš noriu.
Klausimas yra, mokytojas sakė, kad dvasinį gyvenimą intensyviai praktikuoti pradėjo iš karto. Ir kaip man irgi tai pasinerti iš tą visą dvasinę nuotaiką, kad būti kaip mokytų iš karto, nes 20 metų niekaip nepavyksta įsibėgėti. Taip?
Last year I was asking you if you started to practice immediately or gradually, and you said that you started to practice immediately. And I also want to become like you, but 20 years I am trying to start to become nice devotee, but still I'm not like you, so how to become immediately like you?
Are you chanting 16 rounds of japa?
Aš 16 ratų kartuojate japas?
Dabar kartuoju.
Now I started to chant.
O per akadašių 65.
And during akadash I chant 65 rounds.
Ah, are you following the four regular principle?
Ar sekat keturiais principais?
Ne visais. Kartais pažiūrėjau.
Not all.
So, starting right now, you should follow all of them.
Kartais, bet stengiuos dabar iš visų.
I have problem with four principles.
So, you have to... Here's what you do. Here's what I did.
Taigi, štai ką aš padariau.
Because I was a hippie and we were breaking all the rules. But I thought, I've tried everything else. Let me try this for 6 months as an experiment. Sixteen rounds in the four wheels, just an experiment. For 6 months. For 6 months, I'll strictly follow it, and then at the end, I'll decide if I want to keep doing it or not. So you make an experiment. From now until I come back in the spring, you follow all four regulated principles and chant 16 rounds, and then we'll talk about it. You and I, you can come and talk to me about it, whether you want to continue or you want to stop.
Nuo šios akimirkos iki kol aš grįšiu, jūs siekite kartok 16 ratų ir siekite keturiais principais. Ir kai aš grįšiu,
so you're scheduled for a private darshan next spring.
Taigi, jums skiriu privatų darshaną sekantį pavasarį.
To see what the result of your experiment was. Huh? Yeah, in my case, in those days in ISKCON, you could get initiated after 6 months. Actually, only within about 2 weeks I realized I was going to do this forever.
po dviejų savaičių praktikos aš iš karto supratau, kad aš
visą... But in the beginning I couldn't think that I would commit myself to doing it forever. It was too heavy, you see. So the idea of experimenting for 6 months was a good way to ease my way into it. Anything else? Yeah.
Bakti, nu, asmeniškai aš jaučiuosi, kad kartais fanatikuoju dėl to principo, kad nieks nesvarbu ir svarbiausia tarnystė. Ir, o Bhaktivinoda Thakura sakė, kad pirma sveikata, tada sadana ir tada pamokslavimas. Tai kaip suvokti, ar tu iš tikrųjų nu, pažeidi tą taisyklę, ar tu per daug dėmesio skiri sveikatai, ar per mažai, kaip suvokti nu, tą žygį?
Pakartos lietuviškai, kad girdėtų visi. Klausimas yra, aš kartais man sunku nubrėžti liniją, kad nepasinerti fanatizmą ir galvoti, kad svarbiausia yra tarnystė, visa kita palauks. Bet Bhaktivinoda Thakura mokė, kad pirmoji vieto yra sveikata, antroji vieto yra sadna ir paskui yra pamokslavimas. Tai kaip tinkamai žinoti, ar aš ignoruoju savo sveikatą ir šitas pareigas, ar... Ne. Taip.
How to not become fanatics and have proper balance between your other duties and your spiritual duties. For example, Bhaktivinoda Thakura said that first is your health, second is your sadhana, and third thing is preaching. So sometimes you can think that the most important thing is only to make your spiritual duties, but you neglect your health and other
things. No, health is second.
Yes,
health is the second thing. First thing is your Krishna consciousness. Because in the final end of your life, your health will be helplessly incurable. And old age means disease. You can't. There's nothing you can do about it except just tolerate it. So health is important, but it's always number two. It's never number one. Because whether you're sick or whether you're healthy, you have to be Krishna conscious. That's the first priority. So if you're putting your health first and your Krishna conscious second, you're out of balance.
Jeigu sveikata yra pirmoji vieto, Krishna sąmonė antroji,
you should be healthy.
Tai nėra tinkamas balansas, bet jūs
but that is always second to your Krishna consciousness.
Bet tai yra antraeilis dalykas.
You may say, well, wouldn't my health suffer then if I don't put it first?
Bet galite paklausti, argi tada mano sveikata nenukentės?
But the fact is, it's confirmed by Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada patvirtina.
When your Krishna consciousness is there strongly, your mind becomes peaceful and healthy. And when your mind is peaceful and healthy, it facilitates your body being healthy also.
Kada jūsų Krishna sąmonė yra brandi, tuomet jūsų protas visiškai ramus, o kada protas visiškai ramus, tuomet ir kūnas tampa sveikesnis.
One of the major causes of disease in this world is mental agitation.
Pagrindinė visų ligų šitam pasaulyje priežastis yra protas.
If your mind is disturbed, it will create a disease in your body also.
Jeigu protas neramus, jisai sukels ir ligas.
So if your mind is peaceful and happy in Krishna consciousness, your body will be much more healthy naturally. And you won't require to go to the doctor every other day. So just that's how you balance it. Put Krishna first and your health second. Vidyam cha vidyam yastadvedabhyam saha avidyam ritam tirdva vidyam ritam ashnate. Only one who can properly balance nescience and Krishna consciousness side by side can achieve the full blessings of immortality and transcend the influence of repeated birth and death. So that balance is important.
Srila Gurudev, which is verse is from Bhagavad Gita?
That's Isha Upanishad Mantra 11. Vidyam cha vidyam yashtad virobiyam saha. Avidyayamritam vidyayamritam tirdva vidyayamritam ashnute. Only a person who can balance the spiritual and material properly can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death.
Tinkamai balansuoti dvasingumą su materialiu pasauliu gali perskursti neišmanimo vandeninį ir patekti
dvasingumą. And achieve the full blessings of immortality. So, some people, they neglect God altogether. They want only the material side. They will certainly go to hell.
Taigi, tie žmonės, kurie ignoruoja ir tą, jiem rūpi tik išorinis pasitenkinimas, jie garantuotai eina į pragarą.
Some people, along with their material duties, they want to be spiritual.
Kai kurie žmonės, lygiagrečiai su savo materialiom pareigom, taip pat nori būti ir dvasingi.
But they put the material first and spiritual second. Now that they're out of balance also. The only persons who are properly balanced are those who put spiritual first and material second.
Ir tinkamas balansas yra tada, kada dvasiniam dalykam pirmą vietą, o materialiems antrą.
Lord Jesus Christ confirms this principle.
Jėzus Kristus patvirtina šitą principą.
He states, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all other things shall be added unto you."
Jisai sako, pirmoji eilė, ieškok Dievo karalystės ir visko, ko trūksta, gausi.
And Krishna, of course, confirms it as well in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 22.
Ir Bhagavad Gita, Krishna taip pat taip patvirtina.
Ananyas chintayanto mang yejana priyapasate tesham nichibhyuktanam yogachemam vaham yaham. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack.
Tačiau tiems, kurie visą su ypatingu pasiaukojimu garbina mane, medituoja mano transcendentinį pavidalą, aš suteikiu viską, ko jam trūksta, ir saugau tai, ką jie turi.
Would you like to add something, Devi?
Yeah, we already have everything material. We have to add Krishna, spiritual side. Then it will balance, otherwise not.
Yes.
Mes jau turime viską, ko mums reikia materialiai. Dabar belieka pridėti dvasinę pusę Krishna, ir tada bus tinkamas balansas.
We've already got the material side. We're very much into it.
Mes jau turime viską, ko mums reikia materialiai.
One God brother said, that's the default position.
Tai yra įprasta padėtis.
By default, we're already locked into taking care of all the material things.
Tai natūrali padėtis, kad mes esam pilnai panirę į materializmą.
So now you have to bring in the spiritual side as the primary focus of your consciousness.
Ir dabar reikia nukreipti savo sąmonės koncentraciją į dvasinius dalykus.
And then you'll be properly balanced.
Ir tuomet bus tinkamas balansas.
Om purnam madaha purnam idam purnat purnam madachate purnam madashayadaya purnami vavishishite. This is the perfect balance.
Tai yra tobulas balansas.
Connecting with Krishna, you become perfectly balanced. Next question.
Kaip atsikratyti perdėto konkurencijos jausmo? How to get rid from desire to compete with others.
How to become free from the desire to compete with others. Yes, this is a very good question. Thank you very much.
Tai labai geras klausimas, ačiū.
Krishna consciousness means a competitionless society, Prabhupada.
Šio Prabhupada sakė, Krishna sąmonė, tai reiškia visuomenė be konkuravimo.
In the material world, everyone is competing to be number one.
Nes materialiam pasaulyje visi konkuruoja, kad tapti numeris vienas.
And whether it's money, power, or whatever it is, everybody wants to be ahead of everyone else.
Ar piniguos, ar gali, visi kažkom tai nori pirmauti.
And everyone's frustrated in this fierce, intense competition.
Ir kiekvienas yra pakelia daug kančių dėl šios konkurencijos.
So instead of competing to be number one,
Taigi, vietoj to, kad konkuruoti, kad tapti numeris vienas.
Why not recognize who is actually the number one?
Kodėlgi nepažinti, kas yra iš tiesų numeris vienas?
Krishna.
Nes jis yra Krishna.
Recognize who is actually the number one person.
Jis yra asmenybė numeris vienas.
Instead of trying to compete and you become number one, you serve the number one.
Vietoj to, kad tapti pirmoji numerio, geriau tranauti tam,
become blessed by the number one person.
Ir tapti juo palaimintą.
That's as good as being number one person.
Ir tai yra taip pat gerai, kaip būti pirmoji.
So, you don't have to compete to be number one in this material world.
Taigi, šitam pasaulį nereikia konkuruoti, kad tapti numeris vienas.
Just serve that supreme person.
Tiesiog tarnaukite aukščiausiam asmeniui.
It is sometimes said that knowledge is more presence than praise.
Kad žinios yra svarbiau negu maldos.
So in this material world, everybody is competing to see who can be the most praised person.
Negu pagiros, atsiprašau.
But that's not a very valuable thing.
Šitam pasaulį visi kovoja, kas bus daugiau pagirtas.
To be the most praised person, you see. If you can become a person of knowledge, you see.
Bet jeigu galite tapti
asmeniu, that is more valuable.
Turi žinias, tai daug naudingiau.
To understand who I am, the eternal servant of Krishna.
Suvokti, kas aš esu, amžinas Krishna.
That I'm not this body.
Nesu šitas kūnas.
This is more important, you see.
Tai daug svarbiau negu pagiros.
To be some, you know, to win out in the competition, become an Olympic superstar or some, you know, famous athlete or a famous politician or a famous singer, you see. These are not very important things.
Kažkas deda pasienas, kad tapti žymiausiu politiku ar sporto žvaigždė. Tai nėra taip svarbu.
Where are all the big famous people now, you see?
Kur tie visi žymus žmonės dabar?
They've vanished into oblivion.
Jos laiko bangos nuplovė nuo krantų.
Where is John Lennon now of the Beatles? Where is he?
Kur Beatles dabar?
Is he? He's no longer being. Who knows where he is? You see.
Kas žino, kur Jonas Lennonas?
We by karma we sometimes get a position, a very leading position in the material world.
Dėl geros karmos kartais mes gauname labai aukštą padėtį.
And then after some time we lose it.
O kartais ją prarandame.
It's only temporary.
Ir tai yra laikina.
So why compete, struggle for those things which are only temporary?
Tai kam dėti tiek daug pastangų tam, kas tai yra laikina?
Better to endeavor for the permanent benefit, to revive your loving relationship with Krishna.
Geriau dėti pastangas tam, kas yra pirminis poreikis, tai yra atkurti meilės ryšį su Krishna.
Yeah, everybody is competing for 99.99% is competing for going to the hell. So why not we compete to go to Krishna Loka? That's our natural position. Compete.
Dauguma žmonių konkuruoja tam, kad kuo greičiau nukeliauti į pragarą. Tad kodėlgi ne konkuruoti tam, kad kuo greičiau patekti į dvasinį pasaulį.
Actually, the cowherd boys used to compete.
Iš tikrųjų, piemenukai taip pat konkuruoja.
One cowherd boy would say, I will touch Krishna first.
Dvasiniam pasaulyje piemenukai sako, aš pirmas Krishna pasieksiu.
And the cowherd would say, no, I will touch Krishna first.
O kitas sako, ne, tai aš pirmas pasieksiu.
So you want to compete,
taigi, jeigu nori konkuruoti,
compete to become more Krishna conscious.
Konkuruok, kad tapsi daugiau Krishna sąmoninga.
You will be victorious.
Ir būsi būsi nugalėtoja.
And somebody, just like Krishna, he's competing with Radharani.
Krishna konkuruoja su Radharani.
Krishna is the supreme enjoyer.
Krishna yra aukščiausias besimėgautojas.
But he's noticing, actually, I'm being defeated by Radharani.
Bet jis pastebėjo, kad Radharani mane nugalėjo.
Because he is enjoying more by being my servant than I am being served by her.
Nes ji man tarnaudama yra laimingesnė negu aš pats.
So Krishna has a very competitive mood.
Taigi Krishna taip pat turi labai konkurenciją.
He does not want to be defeated by Radharani.
Ir jis nenori būti nugalėtas Radharanis.
So he assumes the golden complexion of Radharani.
Taigi jisai priima auksinį Radharanės formą.
In the mood of Radharani.
Radharanės nuotaiką.
And he becomes Lord Chaitanya.
Ir jis tampa viešpačiu Chaitanya.
That is his competing with Radharani.
Tai yra jo konkuravimas su Radharani.
So if you want to compete,
taigi, jeigu norit konkuruoti,
try to become more Krishna conscious.
Konkuruokit, kad tapsite daugiau
Krishna the other devotees. That means you have more of a mood of serving them than they have a mood of serving you.
Reiškia, turite stengtis daugiau tarnauti jiem, negu jie tarnauja jums.
Because Krishna consciousness means the more you have the mood of serving the devotees, that is your Krishna consciousness.
Krishna samnė reiškia, kuo daugiau jūs turi turėti nuotaikos tarnauti kitiems atsidavusiems. Tai yra Krishna.
So if you want to compete with the devotees,
jeigu norit kovoti su atsidavusiems,
you become more in the mood of serving them than they are in serving you.
Taigi nukonkuruokit juos tuo, kad jūs norėsite jiems tarnauti daugiau negu jie.
And then you will win the competition.
Ir jūs laimėsit varžybas.
In material competition, you will lose. But in spiritual competition, you will win in any circumstances.
Materialiose varžybose bet kuriuo atveju galų gali jūs pralošit, o dvasinėse visi laimi.
Compete in a place where you are eligible. Eligible means you are. How would you say eligible? Compete in the position where you can compete really.
Yeah. Taigi, reikia konkuruoti ten, kur jūs galit konkuruoti.
Yeah.
Klausimas yra, kodėl daugumą iskonų atsidavusių gyvena mieste ir ignoruoja artimą ryšį su gamta. Galbūt tai trūksta žinių, kaip šitas gyvenimas mieste kenkia gamtai ir sveikatai.
The question is about why most of iskon society living in the cities and has no deep relation with the nature, not living in the villages.
Why most devotees live in the cities and not the villages? Because most of us come from the cities.
Nes dauguma tiesiog randa didesnį komfortą mieste.
That's what we're conditioned to do. We're conditioned to live in the cities.
Todėl yra sąlygoti čia gyventi.
It's difficult for a person who's used to living in the cities to go out and live in the village. It's difficult.
Žmogui, kuris pripratęs gyventi mieste, sunku eiti į gamtą gyventi.
So we should do more preaching in the villages.
Taigi, reikia daugiau pamokslauti kaime.
So we can get more and more people who are accustomed to living on the land into this movement.
Ir mūsų judėjimas yra daugiau žmonių, kurie bus linkę gyventi kaime.
Those people who already know how to care for the cows and bulls and live on the land, we should preach to more and more of these people and convince them to take up Krishna consciousness.
Ypač tiem žmonėm, kurie jau yra pratę gyventi kaime, žino kaip rūpintis karvėmis, reikia juos taip pat pamokinti, kaip būt Krishna sąmoningi.
One of my disciples actually, he was visiting our temple in Austin.
Vienas mano mokinys buvo atvykęs į mano šventyklą Austine.
And he was saying, we should get a farm.
Ir jisai sakė, reikia gyventi.
It'd be wonderful, we get a farm, we can grow crops.
Mes auginsim grūdus.
So Mataji, she has a garden in the backyard.
Ir mano žmona turi daržą.
She said, that's great, so you can go out and work in the garden now.
Jis sako, nuostabu.
So he got tired. How many minutes he got tired? Huh? How many minutes?
30 minutes.
After 30 minutes, he said, I've had enough of working in the garden. So, you know, the idea of going to the villages and going to live on the land and farming and growing the crops, it's a great idea. But first thing, go work in the garden for a half an hour and see if you can, you know, see if you can do it. And then talk about a farm. It's not easy for a, we, in America we call them city slickers. And country bumpkins. City slickers and country bumpkins. It's not easy for a city slicker to be a country, become a country bumpkin.
I want to say something.
Yeah.
We talk about city and villages, but we see that in Lithuania, because of money, people are not even staying in the country. They are going out to get earn the money. So, city yeah. is the place where we need to preach because people are more into sense gratification.
We were told that 10% of your country, when the European Union opened up, 10% of your population left the country to go to cities and make money. You see, we are conditioned to money. That's the problem. But can you eat money? You ever made a salad out of money? I have a lita salad. You see, with some tomatoes and some litas. You can't eat money. The real necessity of life is on the land. The cows and the bulls and the crops. That's our real sustenance, you see. So I appreciate very much this devotee's encouraging us in this direction. We do need to develop very substantial farm communities all over the world. As the world economy gradually collapses, Prabhupada said, the people can come and live on our farms. When they're starving in the cities, they can come and join our farms. Just for economic survival, they can come and join our communities. This city culture based on high technology and petroleum is a doomed civilization.
I have to translate.
Huh?
I have to translate. Yeah. Skatino, kad mes sukurtume stiprias kaimo bendruomenės, kurios būtų ekonomiškai savo pakankamas ir kaip šio propada minėjo, palaipsniui šita ekonominė sistema sužlugs ir visi žmonės galės ateiti pas mus ir mes jiems suteiksime prieglobstį, jie tenais galės prasimaitinti.
Now we are depending on the Arabs to give us oil. You see? Depending on the Arab countries to give us oil.
Dabar mes priklausome nuo arabų šalių, kurie teikia mums naftą.
We have to pay big money to the Arab countries to give us oil, you see. Why don't we use the bull? And the cow, you see. Let's get back to bull power. You see. This is Prabhupada, and he said that we should do like that. I remember in the U.S. he told us to get some bullock cart and go with the bullocks, this Harinam party all over the countryside with the bullock cart. So this is very important. Even just 100 years ago, there was no... it's not so long in the past, they didn't even have the automobiles. They were using the bull, sometimes horses also, they were using the bull and the horse for everything. And everybody was happy. Everybody, I mean, materially speaking, they had enough food, they had shelter, they had clothing. We don't need this modern-day petroleum-based economy to be happy on this planet.
tam, kad būt laimingiem ant šitos planetos, nebūtina turėti tos naftos.
It's an artificial civilization based on the desire for ever increasing sense gratification.
Tai yra dirbtinė civilizacija pagrįsta noru didinti jūsų.
It's polluting the air. It's polluting the rivers. Now, where is there a clean river? You can drink the water out of the river anymore. Where is a clean river? Even the Jamuna is a dirty waste dump. You see? Because it's so-called modern-day civilization. So this push from Prabhupada to go back on the land, start communities, is very, very important
thing.
Every city temple should have be connected with an ISKCON farm project. And they can buy the milk products from the farm and support the farm by buying the milk products from the farm for the devotees in the city.
Ir jie iš fermos gali pirkti pieno produktus ir tokiu būdu paremti kaime gyvenančius.
So there should be, every ISKCON temple should be connected with an ISKCON farm project.
Taigi, kiekvienas ISKCON šventykla turi turėti ryšį su kaimo projektu.
In this way, all over the world, there can be, as we have hundreds of centers, and then we can have hundreds of farm projects also coming up.
Taigi, pasaulyje turime šimtus centrų ir turėtų atsirasti šimtai kaimo bendruomenių.
So it's very, very important then.
Tai yra labai, labai svarbu.
We have to put a stop to this cow-killing civilization.
Reikia sustabdyti šitą karvės.
But still we require milk products. We should bring up our cow protection program so that every devotee drinks only ahimsa milk from the ISKCON farms.
Reikia pasistengti padaryti taip, kad kiekvienas atsidavęs galėtų gerti ISKCONo bendruomenės užaugintų karvių pieną.
That should be our goal, you see.
Tai turėtų būti mūsų tikslas.
Ahimsa milk for every single ISKCON devotee.
Tai yra pienas be prievartos kiekvienam atsidavusiam.
So we need a lot of cows.
Taigi reikia daug karvių.
We have a lot of devotees in our movement all over the world. We need a lot of cows to supply milk for all those devotees.
Kadangi yra daug atsidavusių, reikia daug karvių.
So we need to develop these farming projects. It's a very, very essential item for the future of our movement.
Taigi, mūsų judėjimai tai yra labai, labai svarbus projektas.
Want to add something to that?
Well, it is different
than speak up the mic, you know.
Yeah, I was just thinking that devotees are in the cities. It's not only the devotees come from the cities, but devotees need to preach. If we don't preach in the cities, plus most sense gratification is in the cities.
Yeah, the city preaching is, we have to maintain our city temples. That's where the population is. So we have a duty to open more and more temples in the cities also.
Taip pat, kadangi dauguma žmonių yra mieste, jiems reikia pamokslauti čia, ir todėl reikia...
Just in every city, you'll find in Christian churches, in every city there should be Hare Krishna temples, every city of the world.
Kaip kiekviename mieste yra bažnyčia, taip ir kiekviename mieste pasaulyje turėtų būti šventykla.
At the same time, then outside those cities there should be Hare Krishna farms as well going on parallel to the city temples.
Ir pat lygiagrečiai prie kiekvienos šventyklos turėtų būti kaimo projektai.
Anything else?
Jonas Leninas būtų ankstyvoj ten jaunystėj, tarkim, patekęs į Krishna sąjungą ir atsidavęs, nu, visiškai nesukūręs tos grupės. Tai, nu, ar čia gerai, ar nu, kaip čia gerai, aišku gerai, bet turėme nei, kad gal pats Dievo planas, pavyzdžiui, buvo, kad ta grupė susikurtų ir kad viskas taip vyktų ir kad pačiam nu, Dievui gal įdomu tos asmenybės, nes jis pats kūrė tą materialę, tą visą nu, materialę. Irgi tą visatą ir tą energiją. Tai jisai pats ją kūrė ir jį labai įvairi, tai gal jam įdomu yra ta energija ir vat, tas...
Jeigu Džonas Lenas būtų jaunas, tapęs atsidavusi ir nesukūręs grupės, gal nebūtų taip stipriai Dievas patenkintas, kaip galbūt specialiai sukūrė tokį planą, kad jis rastų tokią grupę, nes jisai viską kontroliuoja. If John Lennon would become devotee in this young age and did not start this group, maybe it would be
worst thing, maybe Krishna made special this arrangement that they not become devotees in the young age and they make this group.
Make what?
Band.
Group.
Music group.
Band.
The band.
Well, he could, actually, the movement hadn't come to the West and by then, at that time anyway. He couldn't have become a devotee. There was no movement hadn't come to the West at that time. So she's thinking, well, he'd become a devotee, then they'd already become famous Beatles. That's what she's thinking. Actually, it doesn't matter because becoming a devotee is bigger than becoming a Beatle.
Tapti atsidavus yra daug svarbiau negu tapti Beatle.
Ar Krishna patinka, gal jisai, jo planas toks buvo, kad jisai norėjo pažiūrėti jam, ar jam įdomu, ar Krishna įdomu, stebėti tą planą, kaip jisai rutuliuojasi, kaip asmenybės.
Nes materialiai energija irgi daug visokių asmenybių, daug visko, tai jam neįdomu yra visai nerūpi, ar jisai tokia tik maja sukūrė, ar jam įdomu.
In material world happening many things. Is it interesting for Krishna what's happening in this material world?
No, it's pretty boring. He's more interested in what Radharani is up to. And the cowherd boys. He must know what Madhu Mangal is doing right now. He must know what Mother Yashoda patched in his lunch bag. Yes, he's really interested in that. This is not a place of interest for Krishna. Except for the exception of what ISKCON is up to. Krishna is very, very interested to know what's going on in ISKCON. How the people are becoming attracted to his name. How they're giving their lives in his service. How they're relishing prasadam. Krishna is very interested to see, oh, just see how Prabhupada's mission is taking over the world. He's very interested to see that. Meg, add something then?
Well, there was a question about John Lennon becoming devotees. If he had become a devotee young age, his life would have been more successful rather than just being a famous.
After all, he got assassinated by one of his own fans. What's the great benefit of that? One of his own fans shot him dead. The man that guy got his signature. He was a John Lennon fan. He got his signature. He came back a little later and shot him dead. What's the advantage of being such a rock and roll star? One of your own fans shoots you dead with a gun.
Kokia prasmė iš tapimo tokia žvaigždė, kai vienas iš to pasiekėjų tave nušauna.
The most precious life, human life that he has gotten is wasted.
Pati svarbiausia gyvenimo, kuris gavo žmogaus gyvybės formą, jisai prašvaistė.
But his great credit is that when the devotees needed a place to stay, he invited them to come and stay at his estate, Tittenhurst.
Bet jo didelė sėkmė tai, kad kai atsidavusi, neturėjo kur apsistoti, jisai juos priėmė į vieną iš savo nusavybių.
And he associated with Prabhupada also.
Ir jisai bendravo su Prabhupada.
Actually, at the time, John Lennon had become addicted to heroin.
Ir tada Johnas Lennonas tapo priklausomas nuo heroino.
And he wrote a song called, what was the name of that song?
Imagine?
Cold Turkey. About trying to go off heroin, you know. It was a horrible song. And he had just written this song and he was very proud of it. And he had it on his tape recorder. So he was sitting there with Prabhupada and there on his estate in a room, just the two of them. And he wanted Prabhupada to hear his new song, so he was trying to play it for Prabhupada on the tape recorder. And it wouldn't, by Krishna's arrangement, he couldn't get it to work, he couldn't get it to play. And he got real frustrated. Oh, damn, I can't. He got real frustrated. He couldn't get it to work. And Prabhupada said, I have just also recorded a song. And I have my tape recorder here. And I will play my song. And then Prabhupada played a bhajan. And John Lennon sat and listened to Prabhupada's recording of singing a nice bhajan by...
What do you mean, no, no, it is yes.
Two verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. He sang two verses from Srimad
Bhagavatam. No.
It was a bhajan.
This story is told by Dhananjaya Prabhu. He was hiding outside the window watching this whole pastime. Him and Munardoti were just sneaking out there. And after it was over, Prabhupada said, "You have seen?" And he said, "Yes." So this is a very nice pastime we've heard from Dhananjaya Prabhu. He watched the whole thing going on between John Lennon and Prabhupada.
Question,
yes.
It is said, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Lava Mata, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. If someone comes in the contact with a sadhu and doesn't take advantage of that, so what is the benefit?
What is the benefit of someone who comes in contact with a sadhu but does not take advantage of him?
Jeigu kas nors įeina į kontaktą su šventa asmenybe, bet tuo nepasinaudoja.
That contact they have with the sadhu is their eternal asset, and if they don't take advantage of it at that time, in the future they will take advantage of it.
Jeigu žmogus įeina iš to kontakto, jisai gauna amžiną naudą, ir jeigu jie nepasinaudoja, tuomet ateityje vėl gaus tokią galimybę.
I can even see in my own life.
Aš tai matau ir savo gyvenime.
I met the devotees.
Sutikau atsidavusius.
But I wasn't really taking advantage of their association properly.
Bet nepasinaudojau tą galimybę.
I used to argue with them and try, and I thought I was defeating their philosophy even. But still I was taking prasadam, I was chanting, I liked the devotees. So eventually, even though in the beginning I didn't take advantage of that association, I got some benefit by it any regardless of that, and later on I did take full advantage of it and surrender.
Ir atėjus laivį, aš priėmiau galimybės teikiamas atsidavusiai.
But if someone loses their life, ends the life.
But if they die beforehand? In another life it'll come. They'll get it in another lifetime.
Kas būna, jeigu žmogus numiršta, nespėjęs pasinaudoti šitomis galimybėmis? Tuomet kitą gyvenimą jis jas vėl gauna.
Due to our sinful life, we have gone through so many lives. It will take millions of lives. So when we have a human life, why don't we take advantage of that?
Yes.
Bet mums gali prieikti dar milijonus gyvenimų, tad kodėl, kol turim žmogaus kūną, iš karto nepasinaudoti šitomis aplinkybėmis.
Okay, I think we're I think we can wrap it up now. And we thank you all very much for your coming tonight.
Taigi, manau, čia pabaigsim. Labai dėkuoju visiems, kad atvyko.
You're all very special people.
Esate ypatingi žmonės.
The fact that you came here means that you're a very special person.
Faktas, kad čia atėjo. Rodo tai, kad esate ypatingi.
Krishna within your heart has brought you here, has induced you to come here.
Krishna, iš jūsų širdies, jūs čia atvedė.
So everyone of you is noted by Krishna as being a special person. Everyone is noted by Krishna for being a special person.
Taigi Krishna pastebėjo, kad jūs esate ypatingi.
So please take advantage of your extraordinary good fortune of having been attracted to Krishna.
Tad pasinaudokite savo ypatingą galimybę būti ryšyje su Krishna.
And make it perfect.
Ir padarykite.
Chant the Hare Krishna mantra.
Kartokite Hare Krishna mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And take up good habits.
Ir užsiimkite gerais įpročiais.
Leaving aside the bad habits.
Ir meskite lauk blogus įpročius.
Become a true saint.
Tapkite tikrų šventuoju.
And you will never have to take birth again in this material world.
Ir niekad jums nereikės gimti.
Thank you very much. Ačiū labai. Hare Krishna.